This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. Miriam Ibrahim is free.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulo Live.
War on Christianity is escalating in the Muslim world, and we must keep shining a spotlight on it because nobody else seems to want to. Sudan has just sentenced a woman to death who is 8 months pregnant. 26-year-old Miriam Ibrahim's crime is that she married a Christian and has refused to renounce her Christian faith. She will reportedly be hung sometime after she's given birth.
We are deeply disturbed by the decision by a Sudanese judge to sentence a 27-year-old Miriam Ibrahim to death by hanging after she refused to recant her Christian faith.
It's another one of those stories and occurrences that's happening around the world of persecution where it does seem like the United States, publicly at least, is not taking a lead, especially when this involves a wife of an American citizen. Most people bend to the pressure, but Miriam Ibrahim refused. She's standing by her faith in Christ.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
A woman sentenced to die in Sudan for refusing to reject her Christian beliefs is now safe and sound in Italy this morning, and she will be on her way to America, we are understanding. Miriam Ibrahim was pregnant when she was thrown in prison in Sudan after marrying her Christian husband. She gave birth to her daughter while shackled in chains during her time in internment.
Incredible journey, as you said, Martha, and obviously she's enjoying her first day of freedom. Miriam Ibrahim became a worldwide rallying cry for those worried about the plight of Christians in Muslim countries. And today, in Rome, she met with Pope Francis about her experience. The 27-year-old and the pontiff talked for about half an hour, in which she thanked him for his prayer and solidarity in helping gain her release. And now that she is out of Sudan, it's unclear what exactly the feeling will be and how this shakes out. She is going to be in Rome for a few more days and then fly to the United States with her husband and her child.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulo.
Welcome to Jay Sekulo Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. And you heard it right in the opening of the broadcast. Great news. Miriam Ibrahim is free. The family is out of Sudan. They are in Italy. They've already met with, and this all happened today, met with the Pope. It seems like the Italians were very involved in making sure Miriam Ibrahim and the family got out of Sudan. She received her passport yesterday, and they got her out immediately. They will be on the way to the United States in some period of time. But, you know, being in the Western world, being in a place where there's religious freedom like Italy, that family is free and understanding and kind of experiencing freedom for the first time as a family since Miriam's imprisonment. Sentenced to death and 100 lashes, this court battle where she was released and found not guilty and then recharged, re-detained, and then having to live in the U.S. embassy. We don't know how long Italy has been working on this, but what we do know is that Miriam Ibrahim was actually accompanied by, and the family was accompanied by, Italy's deputy foreign minister, Lapo Pistelli, who actually posted to his Facebook page the photo of the family and him on the plane. So this is, again, a significant victory for those who stand in the face of severe persecution of Christians. Miriam Ibrahim, like stories out of the Bible, was given that choice of to convert or die. And she said, I will not change my faith. This is my faith. I've always been a Christian. And hers is one of the few stories with a positive outcome. Because of international attention, because of the pressure, because it involved an actual government and not just the kind of persecution we've seen done by militant groups or even by people's own families. In this case, it was family members who tried to put Miriam Ibrahim really on death row and have continued those efforts. But now she is in a safe place. And so we praise God for that. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your support. Hundreds of thousands of names on the petition to save Miriam. You do have to question the U.S. role here. Hopefully, we'll find out the U.S. did help broker this with the Italian government. We're going to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. A lot to talk about with Israel and the Middle East, but a great victory. It's why we work so hard. We've got a matching challenge now. Anything you donate to the ACLJ is doubled for us at aclj.org or by calling our toll-free number, 877-989-2255.
Thank you. Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Live, we are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. Miriam Ebrahim has been freed. Take a listen. Leland Vitter on Fox News, Byte 19.
Incredible journey, as you said, Martha, and obviously she's enjoying her first day of freedom. Miriam Ebrahim became a worldwide rallying cry for those worried about the plight of Christians in Muslim countries. And today, in Rome, she met with Pope Francis about her experience. The 27-year-old and the pontiff talked for about half an hour, in which she thanked him for his prayer and solidarity in helping gain her release.
You know, it's interesting because that reporter was asked by Martha McCallum, the U.S. role, was it significant? Take a listen to this, Byte 20, not to downplay any of the good news, but again, this involved a wife of an American citizen and two American children, and you got another country, again, taking the lead. Now, whether that was something brokered by the United States government, we don't know yet, but it does seem, based on this report, at least preliminarily, that it, in fact, may not have been something the U.S. was heavily involved in. Listen to Byte 20.
Up until yesterday, she was living at the U.S. Embassy, Martha, for protection.
So the U.S. has played a significant role in all of this, right?
Well, just how significant is up for debate. The Italians were clearly influential in the process, and the U.S. helped. But many said the United States didn't do enough.
And you've got the Sudanese government saying that this was because of the Italians and their relationship there. So, again, we'll take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. But the good news, the best news of the day is that Miriam Ebrahim, her children, Martin and Maya, and her husband, Daniel, are free. And it seems like they'll be in Rome and in Italy for a few days and then maybe heading to the United States. But they are in a place and will be in places where no longer will their freedom be in jeopardy because of their religious faith. Folks, we'll be talking about the situation in Israel as well. Let me go right to the phones. A lot of calls coming in about this situation. Sarah in Maryland on line one. Sarah, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello. God speaks. I know you worked hard. I signed the petition. Who knows what the players were in the background, but God is saying something very strong. She was there. She wouldn't renounce her Christian faith. Christianity is under horrible attacks, and so is Judaism. I stand with Israel, but this is God talking. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. You know, in these situations, we all play our role, and positions were put in, just like those Italian government officials used the positions that they had to do what is best. And you know, in a lot of these situations, it's impossible to predict why exactly a government which is a human rights abuser, a government with a president that is a war criminal, wanted for war crimes, would suddenly allow the release and allow Miriam Ebrahim not just to be in the U.S. Embassy in Khartoum, but actually to leave, knowing full well that when she left, you know, that there would be international attention, that, you know, she's already met with the Pope. You know, think about that situation, going from being imprisoned and shackled by giving birth just a couple of months ago, giving birth shackled, and then thinking you're going to be free, and then being re-detained in the airport. This is after going through a death, a capital trial, a trial that your life is in jeopardy, being sentenced to death by hanging, being sentenced to 100 lashes because of your Christian faith, going through all of that since February, and then ultimately you end up and you're at the Vatican with the Pope and on a plane out of Sudan, and then in the Vatican with the Pope, spending time with the Pope, blessing your children, and now you have freedom. You know, it's an unbelievable experience. We have to continue to be in prayer for this family because of what they have gone through. But David, I think, you know, and David French, senior counsel with the ACLJ, is joining us. These kind of victories, David, though it doesn't stop the persecution, it doesn't mean this isn't happening in Sudan continually or in lots of other places around the world. It does show what we can do as a Christian community internationally when we all come together, where it's Christians in Italy and Christians in America speaking out for the persecuted. It was an unprecedented outpouring of immediate support for Miriam Ebrahim.
Yeah, this is so important. I mean, this shows what happens when we can actually know who is being persecuted, when we know, when we can, it's not just a number, but we know a person, we know a face, we know a family. And when we know that, people respond and respond in overwhelming numbers, so much so, you know, let's not forget that Sudan, as you said, is led by a war criminal. Sudan is a jihadist, genocidal country. And yet, because the world community mobilized and hundreds of thousands of our members signed petitions to raise awareness, she's free now. So there is hope in these disputes. So often we look at the world, we throw up our hands and we say there's no hope, but there is hope.
Folks, we're going to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We have a matching challenge now so that we can continue to do all the work that we do, you know, for the persecuted around the world and for all the cases we do right here at home in the United States, or the government affairs work we do. It's because of your support to the American Center for Law and Justice. Your prayers, signing petitions, so important. But also for those of you who are able to make that financial support, this is a great time to do it if you are thinking about it or you've done it before, because you'll have double the impact. We have a matching challenge right now where anything you donate online or by phone to the ACLJ is effectively doubled. You can be a part of that matching challenge by calling our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and make a donation online. We would really appreciate during this situation involving our matching challenge, a great time to donate to the ACLJ. Back to the phones we go. We're also talking about the situation in Israel. Christy calling in from Oregon on line 3. Christy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you guys so much for staying on the front lines on all these issues, and I'm really glad you're on the front line for Israel. I just wish people would understand that Hamas has been building tunnels under there, not even to mention all the constant bombardment of bombs going into Israel. They have to defend themselves, but I understand that Hamas has built 22 tunnels with 60 openings, now going underground under smaller cities so that they can more easily take them under siege. And people here digging under their homes and stuff, they're scared to death. And Israel has no defense unless the people stand up for Israel instead of the Palestinians, who are, yes, the people are the victims. They've been deceived, but the Hamas government and the Fatah government, they're just evil terrorists, and I don't understand why people are sticking up for them, but I'm sure glad that you guys are standing up for Israel and the word's getting out.
Well, thank you, and let me tell you something, folks. We've heard from thousands of people who are speaking out for Israel. It is a situation which continues. I think the danger level for Israel continues to increase. The world pressure continues to increase. You got Secretary Kerry in the region trying to call for a ceasefire today. Again, you've got this world condemnation because of the targeting of a what they're calling a school in the Gaza Strip. Now, this is after information comes out that a second UN school was being used as a weapons cache by Hamas. And David, we got a situation because the UN has really showed this failure of leadership and really a failure to commitment to just basic peace. I mean, by allowing their schools to be used as weapons caches by a terror organization is extreme to say the least, but it just underscores the reality because they then know that Israel will have to take this facility out, and when they do, everybody will say they're taking out a school.
The UN is completely cynical and useless, or worse than useless, they're dangerous in this circumstance. The UN found rockets in its own facility and then later gave them back to Hamas. I mean, this is the kind of behavior we've come to expect from the UN that is acts often like it's the wholly owned subsidiary of the Muslim states that often dominate the General Assembly. So, you know, we should be thankful that the United States at least so far has been unwilling to allow the Security Council to be commandeered against Israel. We've at least given that level of support to prevent the UN from turning completely and totally against Israel.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, we've got a petition to stand with Israel. Call now if you want to add your name to that petition. Our toll-free number is 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign that petition online. And let me encourage you today, we have great news. Miriam Ibrahim, if you're just joining us, and her family are free. They are now in Italy. They have already met with the Pope, and they'll be on their way to the United States in a few days, it appears. We have got to, again, thank God for this great victory for religious freedom, for the persecuted. And I have to thank all of you for your prayers, for speaking out, and for continuing to speak out for the persecuted, like Saeed Abedini, who is still in prison in Iran. Let's not forget those who have also in these kind of situations who are not yet free. If you can support us at the ACLJ so we can continue the work that we do, it's a great time to do it with our matching challenge. Go to aclj.org and make that donation online. That we all call home.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Miriam Ibrahim is free. Take a listen, Bite 18.
A woman sentenced to die in Sudan for refusing to reject her Christian beliefs is now safe and sound in Italy this morning, and she will be on her way to America, we are understanding. Miriam Ibrahim was pregnant when she was thrown in prison in Sudan after marrying her Christian husband. She gave birth to her daughter while shackled in chains during her time in internment.
Folks, again, I can't thank you enough for your prayers, for speaking out, for signing petitions. I think it underscores the importance of that. And you never know how these situations will turn out, but you can't ever forget until these situations are totally resolved. And now you could say it has been with Miriam Ibrahim and her family, 20-month-old son Martin and 2-month-old daughter Maya, and her husband Daniel Wani, who is an American citizen, are now in Rome in Italy and have met with the Pope. Great day for them, and we'll be on their way to the United States in a short period of time. And so we have to pray for the family as well and continue to pray for that family. And thank all of you for your support. And I know that family appreciates it, as we've heard from Miriam Ibrahim's husband, who was saying that the only way that this would be a good outcome is because of international support and international outcry. Annalise is calling from California on line 5. Annalise, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you so much for taking my call, and I'm glad I had to wait. I was so overwhelmed by hearing the good news when I heard about her release, and I have actually stayed awake many nights praying for her, crying over the situation. I'm not always moved like this, but you know, when you put a human face And a mother expecting a child, and she's in shackles, I don't see how anybody can't be enormously moved by that. I've called churches, I've called people to pray for her. A lot of people just said they didn't believe anything would happen that would be helpful. I'm really ashamed of the government's position to not reach out and help her, while at the same time there was somebody who was acting traitorously in the armed forces against his own fellow troop, his own people, the American public, the American army. I was really ashamed that instead of helping this woman, we bring back someone who acted traitorously and totally for his own sake. It's just a shame. I wonder, however, several things. I have so many questions. I don't know exactly how Miriam feels about all this. Yes, she is now seated and having a seat before the Pope. I wonder how she feels about the entire experience, or has she even been able to recalibrate herself as a free human being?
I'm sure she has. I mean, this literally happened this morning. And so, yes, I mean, they're 6-7 hours ahead of us. But probably hasn't gotten a lot of sleep, has, you know, showed up into Rome after being in a, you know, in the embassy, and that may have helped the month spent at the U.S. embassy. But certainly, Annalise, you know, to think that this family has realized it all, put it all in perspective, absolutely not. I mean, that's why you continue to pray for those who went through these extreme situations of persecution, where literally, you've got to think about this. Their life was in danger. They were giving birth shackled to the floor in chains. And so, again, we have got to stand for the persecuted. I thank you for your phone call, Annalise. And I think that, listen, I mean, I'm sure the family appreciates everything. There's the shock. And it's going to take a long time to get back to whatever you would consider, quote, normal. Compared to how the situation was, this is a much better situation, obviously, to be in. We'll continue to take your phone calls. Daphne in Florida on line 3. Daphne, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Jordan. I'm glad that you're walking in your father's footsteps.
Oh, thank you.
This, Miriam, I cried. I went in my room and I cried, and I cried to my Heavenly Father. I said, you can do something. I sent emails to just about everybody in England, all over. Please pray for her. Sign this petition, which I did. And I'm so happy that she's freed, to say that prayers does work, and we need to pray for Israel also. We need to pray for that covering over all the soldiers. And thanks again, Jordan. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, and thank you for your phone call. And I think you're absolutely right that we have got to pray for those who are in harm's way against those who wish us harm, and either those who share our faith, those who share our ideals, and those who are our allies. And we'll continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Back to the phones we go. Daniel in Texas on line 5. Daniel, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. I'm just wondering what taking so long for Pastor Saeed to get out of prison after, you know, Mary Rahimi got out of her bondage. Is the U.S. still trying to help him out?
They say they are, and we hope they are. I mean, to not get into too many details, I mean, there is a different situation, one, because of the Sudanese government not near, you know, they're not in the same kind of position as Iran. They're not in a situation where they're at the bargaining table, if you will, with the United States of America. Iran, of course, has just gotten an extension on nuclear talks to get to a nuclear resolution with their nuclear program. And so Iran has got a lot more at stake, and also the U.S. has more at stake. And so that has, again, been a real problem when it comes to the situation involving Pastor Saeed, because of, though on the one hand, the direct engagement with Iran has opened up this new opportunity for dialogue between the United States and the Iranians. We've seen President Obama utilize that and call for Saeed's release, both on the phone with the Iranian president and in speech like at the national prayer breakfast. We've also got a situation, I'll go to David French on this, and David, where the Iranians, unlike the Sudanese, are not as afraid of the United States or the rest of the world like these European allies like Italy. And so when you've got the U.S. basically asking them for negotiations, Pastor Saeed becomes a pawn in that.
Oh, I mean, Iran has been in a state of low-intensity warfare with the United States since 1979. I mean, it's responsible for the deaths of dozens and if not hundreds of American soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq. It has bombed American barracks. It has, of course, taken American hostages. Iran has a long history of hostility towards the United States, and the United States has not responded decisively in decades. So I think it's safe to say that Iran is a far more powerful country than Sudan. Iran has a far more willingness to antagonize the United States. And I don't think there are countries with influence over Iran like Italy had over Sudan that could come in and act as rescuers. So it's just a fundamentally different situation.
Folks, Pastor Saeed has been in prison now over 668 days. To find out more about his situation, go to BeHeardProject.com, imprisoned in Iran. And we don't want to forget about those like Saeed who are still facing persecution. They are in prison. They are separated from their family. He's an American citizen as well, and they're separated from their American family only because of their Christian faith. Call now if you want to, again, the situation involving Israel, Stand With Israel, 877-989-2255. If you could support the ACLJ, it's a great time to do it. You can call that toll-free number or go to ACLJ.org. We have another 30 minutes of the broadcast coming up. We'll take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110.
Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Secchio Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Miriam Ibrahim is free. Her family is free. They are now in Italy. They met with the Pope earlier today. Again, this all happening, breaking news this morning, and a great victory for those who are persecuted, standing strong in the face of persecution when they are faced with that convert or die question. And they answer, I will not convert. I will not change my faith. And unfortunately, it's a question too many people have had to answer around the world. And most, when put in that situation, and how could you judge them? Because their life's in jeopardy, their family in jeopardy, end up converting. And that's why in places like Sudan, you haven't seen more, quote, executions, state executions, for these crimes like apostasy. We're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're also talking about the situation in Israel. We'll take your phone calls on that as well. Let's go to Eileen in Massachusetts on line 6. Eileen, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm very glad that she's released, but I just want to say that she has actually taught many of us a lesson, like you just said, that to stand fast and steadfast when you're persecuted, and many of us do give up, even here in the United States. We give in to politics. We give in to a lot of things. But all the same, I just want to thank God that she was able to be strong in his strength. But God uses Christians all over the world to unite in one cause, and he hears our prayers. He sees her steadfastness. And he rewards her because we've been faithful and she's been faithful. I don't believe that God is going to wait for this administration to put a person out or an officer or somebody at the UN to represent human rights. He's going to use his own people. And this has nothing to do with our United States interests, and we have to start considering praying for people who have nothing to do with our interests, including the girls that have been kidnapped in Nigeria. We should not forget them because he's able to do great things through people who seek him for deliverance for other people. And thank you.
Absolutely, and agree with you. And folks, we will continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. So many of these situations, unfortunately, around the world, that we are it's a reality we've got to face, we have to deal with. We're going to take your phone calls on at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you're on the line, hang on the line. We will take your phone calls. We come back from the break. I want to go to David French as well because I want to update people on the situation in Israel. David, we've got a situation where obviously the U.S. is there pressuring Israel into a ceasefire. So far, the hostilities have continued in some extent have escalated in the last 24 hours.
Well, exactly right. I've never thought I would say this, but right now Egypt is a stronger ally to Israel in this conflict than the United States. One of the reasons why Secretary Kerry's ceasefire efforts were rejected is because Egypt understands and Israel understands that Hamas has to be disarmed, has to be. If there's a ceasefire now at the status quo, it's a victory for Hamas. So right now, Israel is still fighting. It is still reducing Hamas's military capabilities, and that's directly rebuking the Obama administration.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We come back from this break. We have got a matching challenge right now where anything you donate to the American Center for Law and Justice is doubled for us. So we really appreciate your financial support if you're able to donate to us. You can do it online at aclj.org. You'll see matching challenge on the homepage, or by calling this toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org or call now, 877-989-2255. We appreciate your financial support. If you're able to make a donation, we really appreciate it so we can do the work that we do. You can also sign the petition for Israel at aclj.org.
Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulo Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about the situation in Israel. And, of course, if you're just joining us, Miriam Ibrahim has been freed. So a great victory for religious freedom, a great victory for those who are persecuted to know that there are people out there, countries, governments, and everyday citizens who care about them, who care about their situation, and are doing everything they can to see that they are home. I want to go right to the phones as well. We're talking about the situation in Israel as well, and talk about that. Moore in Maryland Online 2 is calling in. Moore, welcome to Jay Sekulo Live. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to express I'm a Palestinian woman who believes in peace, and I feel that Hamas is a terrorist organization, and they do not represent all the Palestinians. So in order for them to have peace, they have to be peaceful. And so I'm just expressing my opinion and the opinion of many of my friends, both Muslims and Christians, that do not agree with what Hamas is doing. And they punish the people because of their arrogance and their whatever they are doing to kill Israelis. Then they cannot complain.
Well, you know what, Moore? I think you have got one of the more honest opinions, fair opinions. I really appreciate your phone call because for all of the people listening to our broadcast, I think it's important to hear from you. One is a Palestinian. Because this idea that we do have to make this separation between when we talk about Hamas and we talk about the situation there, and people broadly use terms Palestinians versus Israelis. And the truth is, as you said, that they are not representative of all Palestinian people, that they are terrorists, and that when you do these kind of actions, this is what happens. I think it's a really fair assessment. I know it takes a lot of strength to make that, even when you've got people you may know and family members you may have and friends in harm's way because of Hamas's actions. But I hope for all of those people listening to this broadcast who may not always agree with what I have to say or question what's happening right now in the Middle East, that they heard your comments more, and I appreciate you for calling into the broadcast and hope you'll continue to listen. Thank you for your phone call. We'll go back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Ruth is calling in from Indiana, online 5. Ruth, welcome to Jay Sekulo Live. You're on the air.
Man, I just want to say, my God, you guys are the bomb. I'm so honored to talk with people like you. Oh, my heart bled for the lady and pregnant. Let me tell you something. Not only are we happy that they're reunited, the faith, she stood on what she believed in, and I love that. And that's going to help a lot of us out here to know in whom we believe and don't move off of a stand. Because if we die, it's a gain if we're in the Lord. But you guys are doing a superb job, and I get a monthly check. And when I call, I told them, but you know what? My day is coming around soon, and I'm going to send my pledge in, that I promise. Because with work like this, we need to stay behind you guys.
Thank you so much.
Like this. And I just give my love to you all in prayers and keep doing the good work.
Thank you, Ruth. Thank you for your phone call support, and thank you for spending time with us today on the broadcast, for calling in. We appreciate, you know, we need your prayers. We need that support. And we always say, you know, if you're able to make that financial contribution, it's important for us. I mean, that's how we got to pay the bills. We got to have the staff, people to do this work, to have these offices. It's because of your financial support. You know, we don't charge our clients anything. We take on these advocacy issues, whether it's on behalf of the persecuted, whether it's Saeed Abedini's family directly. We don't charge to do that. It's all because of your support. And so we always ask for your prayers. We always ask for you to sign petitions, and if you're able to make that financial support, to do that. And, of course, you know, there's some of you who are in that situation who can. There's others who can't. And we know that, and we still appreciate you, that you listen to this broadcast, that you care about these issues, that you pray about these issues. Thank you for your phone call, Ruth, and we'll continue to take more calls, 1-800-684-3110. Alan is calling in from California on line one. Alan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you, Jay?
Hey, we're good, Alan.
Man, I just want to say God bless you, man, for everything you're doing. I don't know if you remember the name, but it's Rodney Allen Rippey. I'm actually the actor. And I've been listening to your radio show for years. Man, I'm listening on KKLA here in Los Angeles right now. God bless the family who has a mom coming home. And it's just amazing to see that. You know, that our world is being, you know, that the persecution is that serious. It's a real thing. It isn't just biblical. This thing is happening real time. And so, you know, I'm so thankful that you were there on the front lines fighting along with all the prayers. And this is just a demonstration that Jesus is still in the business of answering prayers. And he showed the world that his very own will be protected.
Well, let me just say, Roddy, thank you so much for your phone call. And we do know about your work, and thank you for listening to KKLA and for taking that time out of your day. And so I think for, you know, people out there who are listening to this broadcast, they say, you know, should I call in? Is it worth calling in? And if people who are, you know, busy in the acting world and are doing that kind of work, take that time out of their day. They just heard us talking about it. They pick up the phone to make their comments. We really appreciate that. So thank you for your phone call. We're glad you're listening out in Southern California. And the different kind of people listen to this broadcast. You know, folks, that's the great thing about radio, is that whether you're in your car or at home or at work, you know, there's all different kinds of people who are getting the same information you are and are able to take that to their community, to the people they know, and influence people. And I think we all come together and we pray for the persecuted, we work hard for the persecuted, and we work on issues like Israel, and we try to get the truth out and try to get the facts out. You know, it's very important. Doesn't mean that we'll always agree on everything, no. But it gives you that opportunity to know what's going on in the world and around the world. Some stories that get a lot of attention, some stories that don't get much attention at all. We'll continue to take your phone calls. I appreciate all the calls coming in today. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I think a good call coming in about the situation in Israel now, and I'm sure David French will help us out with this question. Richie in New Jersey on line four. Richie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, hi. Just be patient with my question. I'm just kind of shooting it out there. My question is, with all the civilian casualties in Palestine, which it looks like they're leading the charts in terms of deaths with what's going on, are we giving Israel kind of the okay to carry out whatever tactics they need to do because it seems like with so many civilian casualties, if Israel had the numbers that Palestine has, I'm pretty sure we'd have had a different circumstance with closer to America getting involved. But because Israel just seems to be the one that's persecuted, I'm not trying to not defend Israel. I'm just saying it seems as if you hear, all right, Israel did a bombing. We had two Hamas dead and another 12 civilians. And do we at all step in and tell Israel, hey, you know, if you're going to do these things, you have to be a little more careful?
Well, I think you have to put it in perspective of reality. So, one, I'm going to go to David French because, not because I want to beat up, by the way, on our military, but talk about civilian casualties in situations like Iraq or Afghanistan, or even with the drone strikes that we use, which are very precise. But, two, remember, Richie, we're talking about a terrorist regime that puts civilians in harm's way. So they use, it's called human shields. So you're not talking about, well, this is just the collateral damage of war. This is situations where they are actively hiding behind. So they are actually putting women and children in front of them. They're calling on people to be, quote, martyrs. So to make that distinction between, well, two Hamas were killed and then 12 civilians, but if those Hamas terrorists forced or put those civilians in harm's way, or those civilians are radicalized and put themselves in harm's way, I think you're in a very different situation than where these are extremely precise attacks. I mean, you're talking about, again, a situation where no one wants to see civilian casualties, but there's also realities of conflict and realities of dealing with terrorists. Of course, that's Hamas. So that's what they want, Rich. They want you to start thinking, okay, but, you know, that's kind of outweigh the civilian to Hamas terrorists that are killed. And David, the truth is no other country's held to this standard, and no one would be this blind to the reality of human shields.
Oh, absolutely. Israel takes greater care in its airstrikes than the United States military does. And the United States military complies with the laws of war. Israel goes beyond the laws of war. But what Hamas does is it hides in civilian areas. It sometimes will even try to gather civilians around itself. It will put missiles in schools. It'll put missiles in hospitals. It'll put missiles in mosques, and then gets upset when Israel defends itself. It can't have it both ways. Hamas is responsible for the civilian deaths, not Israel.
Folks, we are going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Stand with Israel. Call our toll-free number now. Add your name to the petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org and sign the petition online. Let's make it.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the broadcast. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, folks, great news overnight. We've been talking about it on the broadcast today, but Miriam Ebrahim, the Sudanese Christian woman who's been in prison in Sudan for several months. She's actually been at the U.S. Embassy in Sudan for the last month seeking refuge, but was not permitted to leave the country. Folks, Italy has come to the rescue. Italy has gotten Miriam out of Sudan. She is now in Italy. She and her family are safe. And all news is that she will be returning to the U.S. shortly. We are so grateful for the development in this case. I wanted to take a look back during this segment of the broadcast at just how this moment has come to be. The work of the ACLJ on this case and bringing it to the attention of the world, to the attention of all of you, and calling on our government, the United States government, to do more on behalf of Miriam, to do more on behalf of her American husband and her American children. You know, unfortunately, it was not the United States that ultimately got Miriam and her family out of Sudan. It was Italy. We are certainly grateful to that government. Either way, we could not be more overjoyed that she and her family are now safe in Italy. But I wanted to take a look back at the last several months, how the ACLJ has been involved. You are going to hear several interviews from folks here at the ACLJ who have been working on this case. And the last piece that you're going to hear is an update from Fox News from this morning documenting just how Miriam and her family got out and got to Italy today. Let's go ahead and take a listen to this piece. Again, this is the story of Miriam Ebrahim.
Two U.S. senators have joined the effort to help this imprisoned pregnant woman facing execution because she has now been sentenced to death in Sudan for refusing to disavow her Christian faith. So now you have Senators Roy Blunt and Kelly Ayotte. They have sent a letter to Secretary of State John Kerry asking him, pleading with him to get involved and to offer political asylum to this woman. Her name is Miriam Ebrahim.
I just love and appreciate so very much the work of ACLJ and the fact that they are in the front line of so many of the battles that are crucial in defining real religious liberty, not just here, but abroad as well. And so often their work involves names that now have become in many Christian families household names, names like Saeed Abedini and Miriam Ebrahim. And we have updates on both of those with Jordan, who is the executive director of ACLJ. And he also is the host of the Jordan Seculo show and the co-host, along with his dad, Jay, of Jay Seculo Live and ACLJ This Week, which is airing on lots of networks, including the NRB network as well. Jordan, I want to go first, if I can, to Miriam Ebrahim. Boy, what what an up and down moment when we heard a couple of weeks ago through a representative from the internal ministry basically saying that she was going to be released. And then within 24 hours, they backstepped from that and said, no. The appeals court has this now. The court's going to have to play it out. Well, that doesn't sound all that good. We're praising God that there's been at least a 2-year stay in the hanging because she's currently nursing her baby, but the 100 lashes could come at any time. So, wow, this doesn't seem to be a very bright story by any stretch of the imagination. What can you tell us?
No, and it's another one of those stories and occurrences that's happening around the world of persecution where it does seem like the United States, publicly at least, is not taking a lead, especially when this involves a wife of an American citizen. So Miriam Ebrahim's husband is an American. His kids would then be American citizens as well. And both of those kids are in prison with her. I mean, she's got a 20-month-old son, Martin, who's been in prison since February with his mother because Sudan, Islamic country, refuses to recognize that Daniel Wani could be his father because he's a Christian. So he's got to stay in prison with Miriam, and she just gave birth to a daughter who also has to stay in that prison. You mentioned that stay of execution, and that is one point. But the second point, those 100 lashes you talked about, the way that they've done this in Sudan, and there's been some websites that have actually exposed the videos of this before, 100 lashes could kill you, and she's got no reprieve from that. And so it's one of those situations where we could wake up and you know, this is before an appeals court. If they toss out the appeal, which it's impossible to predict the Sudanese legal system, then she would be immediately that punishment would be carried out. There's no reprieve from that, so she may not survive. And so it's one of those situations where you can't think long term. You have to think very short term. And you know, we saw some positive news, but this happens unfortunately, so many times with these cases of persecution, these governments want to shift your attention away from what they're doing to people. And when it comes down to a situation where you've got an American citizen husband, American children, two of them now, you could easily see a situation where Sudan may say, I don't want to, you know, deal with these people. Fine, let's take them back to the United States of America, which is what the husband was trying to do, and he was denied visas by the U.S. government initially. So this was a process, and we posted a news story about this today, because there's more about the family member that supposedly turned Miriam in, and this family member alleged that there's some kind of witchcraft at place here. I mean, we are talking about seriously, and there's not even proof that that is an actual family member. So the idea here that we are facing a judicial system in Sudan that is run by the government. The government there, the president, who is wanted by the International Criminal Court for genocide. So we're not talking about nice guys that we're dealing
with here.
He could easily, though, if this has become too much pressure, pick up the phone and she could be released. I mean, it's one of those situations, like many of the persecution situations, and we still have an opportunity to do something good. We're not just talking about something bad that happened, but we still have an opportunity to save a life.
A woman sentenced to die in Sudan for refusing to reject her Christian beliefs is now safe and sound in Italy this morning, and she will be on her way to America, we are understanding. Miriam Ibrahim was pregnant when she was thrown in prison in Sudan after marrying her Christian husband. She gave birth to her daughter while shackled in chains during her time in internment. Leland Vittert is more has more on it for us from Washington this morning. So what is she doing with her first day of freedom? What a story this is, Leland.
Incredible journey, as you said, Martha, and obviously she's enjoying her first day of freedom. Miriam Ibrahim became a worldwide rallying cry for those worried about the plight of Christians in Muslim countries. And today, in Rome, she met with Pope Francis about her experience. The 27-year-old and the pontiff talked for about half an hour, in which she thanked him for his prayer and solidarity in helping gain her release. She was born to a Muslim father and a Christian mother, but in Sudan, she wasn't allowed to marry a Christian. When she did marry him in 2011, the Sudanese government stepped in and sentenced her to death. By the time she gave birth to her son, she was in jail. Her husband is an American citizen, and they tried to leave once her death sentence was overturned, but the Sudanese government said no. Up until yesterday, she was living at the U.S. Embassy, Martha, for protection.
So the U.S. has played a significant role in all of this, right?
Well, just how significant is up for debate. The Italians were clearly influential in the process, and the U.S. helped, but many said the United States didn't do enough. Yesterday, a hearing on Capitol Hill highlighted Miriam's case, and her supporters, along with members of Congress, were not happy with the State Department's handling of her case.
The U.S. government's disinterest in the plight of an American and his family is simply indefensible.
And now that she is out of Sudan, it's unclear what exactly the feeling will be and how this shakes out. She is going to be in Rome for a few more days and then fly to the United States with her husband and her child.
There you have it, folks. Miriam Ibrahim and her family safe in Italy today. And all of us are very grateful to all of you for standing with us for a happy conclusion to this story. Listen, folks, as we close the broadcast today, if you want to support the work of the ACLJ, whether it be on behalf of persecuted Christians around the world or domestic issues here in the United States, we are in a matching challenge. Your gift will be doubled for a limited time. If you can do it, we would certainly appreciate your contribution. You can make that online at aclj.org or by calling 877-989-2255, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.